Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's time for your weekly news roundup of the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Ewan Spence here on ESC Insight and our unofficial, I will hasten to add, the unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Here with you every week throughout the summer, keeping you up to speed with all the wonders of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it might have just passed, but there's another one coming, there's Junior coming up, there's a bundle of national finals all to go through, there's music to listen to, there's keeping an eye on people who've been at Eurovision, what they're up to. There is lots of stuff going on. You know, this is just a quick 5-10 minute bounce around the world to keep you up to thing. We're going to look at things like Junior Eurovision. Well, not this week. There's not much news. Russia's already selected. Netherlands is waiting and everybody else is just keeping quiet. What about Eurovision itself? Well, interestingly, the Netherlands, 3 days, managing to finish last in their semi-final. Nobody can do any worse for the Netherlands in 2012. Whether that's the reason or the huge media interest in the 3Js, I don't know, but there are a bundle of names coming out of the woodwork. Eurovisionaries gathered many of them together, including the return of Gordon from the Toppers, wanting to do some stuff. But the one that caught my eye is Sharon Donadel, the singer from Within Temptation. I would like to compose a song. Now, for those of you who've not heard Within Temptation, they are a little bit more Eldrin than the Toppers. Just a little. But there's some great names popping up there. And the fact that big names are taking part in the national finals in all the contests is great news for the contest. The way to get one good winning song is this. You find 10 good winning songs and select the best ones. That means that you need 100 of them to enter your national final. If only 3 enter the national final, you don't have a lot. If you've got 100 to choose from, you find 10 and then you find one. Basically, the more choice you have, the better chance you have. Simple as that. What else do we have? The official DVD is now released. 3 discs. Semi-final 1 on 1, semi-final 2 on the 2nd, the grand final on the 3rd, along with the press conferences and other bonus features. Those of you who are looking for the Blu-ray for the big, massive, high quality so you can see every single blemish and makeup mistake possible, you have to wait 2 weeks. We have a link back on the site at the bottom of the show notes for this podcast. If you click on that, you can buy it from Amazon and we get 17p or some stupid. If you want to buy anything from Amazon, click on any of our affiliate links and then go and search for stuff and we get about 3p. You know, we've got to buy our tickets to Baku somehow. Speaking of Baku, it's time for Eye on Azerbaijan, and if I had a huge production studio behind me, we'd now have some 1970s homage. Hi, I'm Kent Brackman, or something like that in the background, but no, you just have me wishing I had that. A lot of people have picked up the picture from the Funky Snail Stadium. Let's be honest, this has been hawked around a couple of events before. Personally, we think that you're still going to get a roof on top of the football pitch. Mainly because that's the only one that's going to give you a decent amount of 10,000 to 20,000 people once you put all the bits and gums in. The Snail Stadium, ooh, might hold a lot of people. The Music Centre at the moment in Azerbaijan holds about 7,000, so it'd be down about 2,000 to 3,000 once you put all the gubbins in as well. Of course, the issue in Azerbaijan isn't just a stadium, it's the bed space. Speaking to the Azerbaijani Business Centre's website, wasn't speaking to it, I read it, but there you go. Sounds nice. Once the hotel rooms are full, the Azerbaijan business centres are saying that they will be offering apartments and private rooms throughout the capital. Given there's about 4,000 hotel rooms now, even with a bit more construction of hotels, that's a lot of slack to pick up in private rooms, and it will be interesting to see how they do that. You know, there's lots of noise coming out of Azerbaijan just now, saying that they'll be ready, saying that there are plans in place. I am wondering who they're trying to convince, whether they're trying to convince us, the Eurovision fans, whether they're trying to convince themselves, or maybe they're just trying to be very loud before that EBU Heads of Delegation meeting on the 20th of June, where the venue is going to be discussed in a sort of, you know, 11-year-old daddy, I would really like a pony sort of way. If that's the case, this quote, and again, it's from the Azerbaijan Business Centre. I want to read it out directly because it well,
The scheme of viewers plus jury voting, where both sides have an equal impact on the result in the country, was introduced specifically to avoid political decisions. However, the result of Rafael Guillaume becoming the most politicised because the professionals from the European Broadcasting Union planned to mark the return of Italy to the Eurovision contest with a triumph. Democracy, the European viewers and Azerbaijan did not allow that. You can discuss that quote and more back on our website, www.escinsight.com. Alternatively, pop over to Facebook, facebook.com/escinsight. This is going to be fun. Oh, the politics in the background and everything. It's almost like we've got Gus Hiddink who's going to come in and organise the UK entry. But there we go. Right then, UK viewers. Probably spotted Cheryl Baker, formerly of Bucks Fizz, then doing a role, then doing Record Breakers, then back to Bucks Fizz when it was a threesome and so on, is now on appearing on reality show Type 4. In the UK, we call this pop star to opera star. Generally, this involves you take a pop star and you make them sing opera songs to front of an audience who've never heard opera before, so applaud and cheer at the wrong moments during the song. But it at least has talent. It at least has a huge amount of skill. And Cheryl herself is throwing herself in wonderfully into this one. She got through the first week singing Barcole, Belle Nuit ou Nuit d'Amour from the Tales of Hoffmann by Offenbach. See, even in the off-season, Eurovision finds a way to give me some really obscure lyric that I have to try and pronounce and get horribly wrong. So I thought I'd dig that one out now because it seemed kind of appropriate to, you know, what are they up to now? Well, this is what former Eurovision winners are up to now. They're attempting opera on commercial television. Barcorale. Belle nuit, oh nuit d'amour, souris à nos ivresses. Oui, plus douce que le jour, oh belle nuit d'amour. Le temps fuit et sort. Baker there on the UK's ITV's pop star to opera star. She's very excited she got through it. There we go. She'll be back on the show in 2 weeks' time. They give them a bit of a rest and stuff. It's 2 days between semi-final, final. Nah, 2 weeks until the next show. You can join the Schlager Boys in the UK voting consistently and constantly for her in a fortnight's time. And we'll probably have news in 2 weeks' time as well. Once the show ends, I've got the notes to do. The Jukebox Jury is forming up again. And we should have an Ultimate Jukebox Jury for you next week. Stuff back in the site. We're going to carry on with the album reviews. Just posted up Nadine Byler's I've Got a Voices review. John Kennedy O'Connor's 2,200-word piece on the jury and public split on voting is up on the site as well. We're going to be looking back at the media impact the contest had over the next week or two. Lots of fun and games. It is a slightly slower pace than what we had at Dusseldorf when we were doing maybe two or three posts a day. But, you know, things are still going over. We've got lots of albums to go through. We've even got more music from our friend David Bryan. Hello, I'm from Romania. I'm actually from Newcastle, but lots of people think I'm from Romania now because I sung for them for Eurovision, and I've got a song called The Gathering, which we might hear next week. But for now, I shall say adieu and head off to find the jurors. You shall go on about your business and think, it's a while till Eurovision, but we'll be back here next week. Don't worry. We'll get you through the dry period. It's fine. But for now, guitars.